This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The High Park fire is a reminder of just how important communication is between law enforcement and residents, especially when it comes to evacuations. Well, the city of Lafayette, east of Boulder, is experimenting with a new approach to stay in touch, a social network specifically for residents. The impetus wasn't fire in this case, but a package bomb that went off back in January. City Council member Steve Krecha realized there wasn't an easy way for police to get messages to neighbors. So he worked to bring this social network called Nextdoor to Lafayette. Steve, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
I've logged into this site, and it looks a lot like Facebook, doesn't it?
It's similar to Facebook. The difference with Facebook is that you're communicating with people. On my Facebook, I have friends all over the world. With Nextdoor, it's really just about the people in your neighborhood. So it's a different set of friends that you're communicating with.
And there's all kinds of things going on. Like, people are talking about something as mundane as a garage sale. Other people are alerting their neighbors to someone who's speeding through the neighborhood and endangering kids. What are some of the other uses just in terms of neighbors talking to neighbors?
Well, the sort of communications that we're getting are recommendations for a babysitter or someone to redo a deck, landscaping. There was a report last night that someone found a stray dog in their garage, so they're trying to figure out who owns the dog. But I've been using the calendar on the site to let people know when there's a festival or something happening in town that they can be aware and go to those.
This really is a kind of e-version of when you would go to the telephone pole on the corner of your block and put up the missing cat poster or the garage sale. You might still do that, but this is an electronic version of that.
It's very much that. It's more about getting the neighborhood to communicate with each other. I've lived in the neighborhood that I live in now for 13 years within a couple blocks of each other. And when I first moved in, I knew everyone. We all built houses around the same time. We knew everyone. Since then, I've moved a couple blocks up the street, and when I moved in, a lot of my neighbors didn't know each other, and so we had a big party to have everyone introduce each other. But it's a neighborhood of about 200 homes, and I wanted people to be able to communicate and become more of a neighborhood, and I think this helps us do that.
I want to say that the primary use of this website, and it's created out of California, this is not a creation of the city of Lafayette, but it's mostly used for neighbors to talk to neighbors. And the new thing and the different thing here is that Lafayette is using it in an official capacity as well, so that city officials can communicate with neighbors, right?
Yes, and we're just getting started on that. Nextdoor actually has, I think, 33 cities around the U.S. that are using it as a city communication vehicle. And Lafayette is the first city in Colorado that is doing that now.
How would it have helped in that bomb incident?
That's actually what sparked me to do this. I actually live relatively close to where that happened, but I really wasn't aware of what was going on until I saw the newspaper and people started calling me because I'm on the city council and I wasn't aware of what was going on. And what the police can do is they can use this to either communicate through email, or if people put in their mobile phone numbers, they can actually text people of emergencies and say, stay away from this certain area. If we had this at that time, it would have been a way the police could have communicated with residents in the area.
Now, there are things I might want to chat about with my neighbors that I don't want my chief of police seeing. Does that make sense?
Yes. And that's the beauty of it, is that the city does not see any of the communication on the site. The communication is all reserved for the neighborhood. What the city can do is they can communicate with the neighbors, and then the neighbors, just through that one thread, they can communicate back to the city.
You thought that was an important wall to put up?
Absolutely. To me, this kind of brought everything into one place, so people can have that area where they can communicate with their neighborhood, build a community, and get information from the city when they need it without the city being able to see everything that's going on in your neighborhood.
Is the city paying for the use of Nextdoor?
No, the site is free. It's free for cities and for all residents that want to use it.
Is it just a bunch of, you know, nice people at Nextdoor who offer this for free, or what?
No, it's like a lot of things that you would see in the Silicon Valley. It's a startup. So they're less than a year old. I think it was October of last year when they started the company. And the goal is to eventually fund this through local advertising. This is all about building a local community.
Because it's a startup, I wonder if Lafayette is putting its eggs in a risky basket. In other words, you could have just used a page on Facebook, something that may not disappear in another year. I mean, not to say who knows, Facebook could disappear, who knows, but you know, it's... Yeah.
This is just another avenue. All of our citizens are not connected to the internet, so we have flyers that go out, we have mailers, there's posted communication at the library. This is just another avenue, and the difference between this and Facebook is you're actually, in Facebook, you're putting the information out for the whole world because you don't know that these people live in Lafayette. The difference here is that you have to live within the boundaries of the neighborhood, so there's a couple different ways you authenticate. So when I started up my neighborhood, put in my address, it came up and said, is this your phone number? Because it was a registered phone number. I answered yes. The phone rang 2 seconds later, gave me a code. I put in that code and I was authenticated. If you don't have a registered phone number, they'll send a postcard with a code to your address, or you can do a 1 cent charge on your credit card as long as that credit card has an address that is in that neighborhood. And you can be authenticated by an existing member. So if there was, say, a public works disruption, if we had a water pipe break or something like that in a certain neighborhood, they could go communicate with that neighborhood without spreading it all over the whole city. Or if it's something of a larger impact, the alert sirens will be tested the first Monday of every month. That's something you can tell the whole city, don't worry about it. This is what we're doing.
I should say that there are a couple of neighborhoods scattered throughout Colorado, other neighborhoods that have signed on to this. Anyone can create a Nextdoor account and get their neighbors on board. I wonder what the most satisfying interaction is you've had so far.
You know, for me personally would be I like to ride road bikes. And I knew there were other people within the 200 home neighborhood that I created in there that rode because I'll see them out, but I don't necessarily know who they are. There's six other people in my neighborhood that ride road bikes. So that's an interesting way for me to meet people and ride with people there. So for me, the biggest satisfier is that I'm expanding my relationship with my neighbors and we're building a better community.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Steve Krecha is Mayor Pro Tem of Lafayette, which is experimenting with a new hyper-local social network called Nextdoor.